Welcome to this Awareness of Thoughts audio, inviting you to find a place and a time where you won't be disturbed, either sitting or lying. If lying down, either on your bed or on the floor, allowing your hands to fall away from your body with your palms towards the ceiling, feet outstretched, or else placed flat on the surface beneath you. If sitting, inviting you to sit with your head, neck and shoulders in line with one another, so that you're sitting upright, not stiff, but alert and present where possible. Placing your hands on your lap or holding them in one another. And bringing your awareness to your body as it sits or lies here. Noticing any sensations that are present as a result of the day or week you've had. And as best you can, allowing yourself to release into the sense of gravity beneath you, even if it's just a little. Noticing how we tend to brace ourselves against the world and realizing that it's not always necessary. Noticing any sensations relating to this holding, perhaps in the shoulders, the arms, the back, the legs. And checking in too with the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, the expansion of the ribcage and the contraction, the diaphragm working to pump oxygen into our lungs and carbon dioxide out of them. Noticing any tendency to want to control our breathing, and as best you can, allowing the breath to just breathe itself. Aware too of any sounds in the room that you're sitting in, sounds from your own body perhaps, or other sounds within the room. And extending that awareness outwards too, to include sounds from outside the room. Noticing any commentary about the sounds. And letting that commentary go and instead experiencing the sounds directly as a tangible thing to be sensed rather than thought about. And in the past, when we notice our mind wandering and thoughts entering, what we've done is noticed and brought our awareness back to whatever point we were focusing on, whether that was sensation in the body or our breathing. What we can also learn to do is to be aware and present to our thoughts, without necessarily getting caught up or entwined with them. So often we follow down through the spiral of thinking, 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 and experience the layers of complications that get added to scenarios. With every thought, we have a choice whether to engage or to simply allow it to pass by. It's not that we'll ever succeed in stopping our thoughts. That is just not possible. But what we can do is exercise that awareness muscle, which then allows us to choose which thoughts to engage with and which thoughts to ignore or allow to pass on through. So over the next few moments, offering you a choice of some different analogies that can be used. Different ways to relate to our thoughts as they arrive. Maybe one particular analogy will really resonate with you. Maybe a couple of them will. Referring back to them whenever seems appropriate in daily life. To tap into that space between us and our thoughts. So inviting you first of all to imagine yourself standing outside, your feet planted on the ground, and you're looking up at a blue sky. Across that sky are rolling clouds. The clouds being your thoughts, and the blue sky being the mind. Noticing what there is to notice about these clouds. Are there a very great many of them? Or maybe just a scattering? Are they big and white and fluffy? Are they wispy? Or are they dark and heavy, full of moisture, waiting to downpour? Are they moving very quickly across the sky? Or simply meandering? And remembering that you're standing on the ground, looking up and watching. You're not in amongst the clouds, and you don't need to be. You can simply observe. Notice without needing to interfere or intervene. And during those times where you notice that the mind has wandered off and you have been swept up into the clouds above, surrounded by the thoughts, remembering that at any point you can come back and place your feet firmly on the ground. Resume that stance and reclaim that space. Watching as the clouds pass by. Resting in the knowledge that you can observe without being swept away. And now when you're ready, moving on from the analogy of the clouds in the sky, and instead inviting you to imagine yourself sitting at the window of a coffee shop. You're sitting inside with a cup of tea or coffee in your hand, and you're watching the world go by outside. You're looking out onto Patrick Street or Oliver Plunkett Street or somewhere of the likes. Somewhere with the potential for a great footfall. And from your vantage point, you're observing. The street being your mind and the people walking it, your thoughts. So inviting you to notice whether there's droves of people, or just a few meandering along. How are they? Are they walking with purpose? A sense of direction? A sense of busyness maybe, or frustration? Or are they strolling? Nowhere in particular to be. Noticing the energy about them, is it an energy of agitation or frustration? Or is there a sense of ease about them? No right or wrong answer here. And remembering that you, from your vantage point, can sit and observe. You don't need to get swept away in the crowds. At any stage, you have the choice. You can step outside, link arms with one of these people, and continue on their journey with them. But equally, you have the choice not to. You are sitting aware of the thoughts outside, but not required to engage. And if at any point you've inadvertently noticed your mind being swept away down the street with these thoughts, knowing that that seat at the coffee shop will be waiting there for you whenever you decide to return to it. Watching out that window for another few moments, noticing how maybe sometimes the crowds change. The street may go from being quite busy to quietening down and then picking up again. And when you're ready, inviting you to explore a third analogy. This time, you're sitting in the front row of a theatre. And up on stage are actors. The actors being your thoughts and the stage being the mind. From your seat in the front row, you watch scene after scene unfold. Scenes of battles and wars, soliloquies, fights, romance, the whole lot. Actors entering from stage left and exiting stage right. And there's no need for you to get up from your seat, get on stage and begin acting with these actors. You simply need to sit there and watch. You don't need to get drawn into the drama. What does that feel like? That sense of being able to sit back and observe. And very often the mind does succeed in drawing us in. And every now and again you will find yourself up on that stage. But each time you do, you can remind yourself that you have a choice. You have a seat in the front row waiting for you. Using these analogies to increase our awareness of our thoughts, our ability to view them simply as that, as thoughts, nothing more, nothing less. Removing their power to sweep us off whenever they so wish. And instead seeing what it's like to take that power back, perhaps. To rest in that space where you can observe without intervening or getting sucked in. What does that feel like? And from this place of being aware of our thoughts as they come and go, inviting you now for the last few moments to expand that awareness outwards, to include awareness of your body as it sits or lies here, awareness of the breath in the body, awareness of sounds around you, while maintaining that awareness of thoughts. And seeing what it's like to sit in full awareness for a few moments of your whole experience. And when the mind wanders away to other things, remembering that there is always the opportunity to bring it back, to begin again and again, and to simply sit in awareness. Such an empowering vantage point. And when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes and raising your gaze.